As the 2018 legislative session wraps up and pundits issue its various report cards, it can be useful to look at attendance records. In today's reality check from Civil Beat, reporter Courtney Teague looks at which House and Senate members had perfect attendance records and which did not. Good morning, Courtney.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Is attendance mandatory? How does that work under their rules?
So attendance isn't mandatory. It's just a part of the job. And of course, there is a lot more to being a lawmaker. But typically, lawmakers have to be either sick or have some other excuse or just have to get permission from the leader of their chamber if they are going to miss.
Mm-hmm. And yet, some miss anyway, right?
Yes, some miss anyway. Actually, this year, about a third of lawmakers between both chambers had perfect attendance. Actually, it's pretty impressive. Among those is House leadership. You got Speaker Scott Psyche, Majority Leader Della Al-Baladi, and the Finance Committee Chair, Sylvia Luke. Also on the Senate side, you've got the Ways and Means or Budget Chair, Donovan Dela Cruz. Mm-hmm. But there were a handful who did miss quite a few days, 10 or more. Among the worst were actually some pretty big names that a lot of people might be familiar with. First off, there's Rep. Chris Lee of Kailua. Mm-hmm. He missed 12 days. Now, he chairs the committee that deals with issues related to the environment or climate change, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. energy. So he said that he was all those days that he missed, for the most part, were off on trips related to that job. Next up, you have Representative Kaniela Ng of Maui, but he has been in the news a lot lately because he is running for Congress to represent Oahu. Mm-hmm. Now, he missed about 10 days this year. He was late 6 times, and that's about twice as many absences as he had last year. Now, he said he is a neighbor island lawmaker, so he does have to meet with constituents. He has work responsibilities, and he also has a 2-year-old child who's been sick a lot recently. But we did find that one day he was absent. He was actually on a Reddit forum taking Q&As.
Well, Courtney, is there much of a sense from constituents that they're tracking this, the attendance records of their legislators?
Yeah, I don't know that people really track it. I do think it's something that people do tend to be interested in. It's kind of one of those fun stories. But also among those who missed quite a few days this session, Representative Beth Fukumoto, who is from Mililani, also running for Congress. She was gone for 10 days. And then on the Senate side, you've got Majority Leader Kalani English of Maui, who was gone for 8 days as well.
For travel or any stated purpose in those cases?
Yeah, so Beth Fukumoto, she had some family emergencies toward the beginning of the session. She also traveled to D.C. before announcing her bid for Congress. And Majority Leader Kalani English, he again lives in Maui, and the roads in Hana where he lives were flooded.
Makes sense. Thanks a lot, Courtney.
Yeah, sure.
That was reporter Courtney Teague with today's reality check from Civil Beat. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.